Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
There we go. Miss Mac 10 says she wanted to hear Young Zell.
Well, she got it. That's all she going to get right there. That's all she going to get right there. Man, what a... Man, first of all, welcome in. It's Jay-Z Day here. Happy... or welcome to the December 4th, Thursday, December 4th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Inside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Jesse the Animal Tapia.
It's funny, man. Shout out to the sports animals.
Not how was Christmas caroling?
But they didn't have to sing Christmas songs this morning.
Are you like me, where you stand there and let everyone else sing, or were you participating?
I was participating in a way that the people at Sky River Casino could look at me and feel like, hey, that's our guy D-Lo. He's participating.
Right. That's why we sent you out there.
Shout out Sky River Casino. Obviously, the beautiful setup, the three trees, the whole staff was there, different departments. It was tremendous. All of our people were there. You get on the bus, and I was like, that was fun. It was good. It was good. And it was, you know, just make sure, you know, Katie's kind of leading the thing. Make sure she's in front. Just kind of Gavin's back. Kevin's thing, too.
Okay.
Put them right in the front. I'm next to them. And we get on, you know, we get in. We're driving to the next place, which I think is your friends over at Audi.
Okay, and, shout out my man Parrish. Big ups.
And, you know, we saw the post from Sky River that said, hey, big thanks to our friends at the end for coming to visit us. And I thought, well, guess I'll just fade my happy ass into the background moving forward, which is exactly what I did.
Boy, dang, put all that work in, man, you know, smiled. That it was, everything was great, man.
I did this
for you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks to the end.
Sky River, of all places, like, yo. Sky River, hey, shout out to the wake up call and Kev and all of that. Y'all are late.
Come on, man.
We've been with Sky River since those doors opened.
That's right. That's
but hey,
right.
Big thanks to the end. All right, man.
Just a little humbling experience. We all need it from time to time.
No, I get it.
Get back to work.
No, I get it. Like, I'm not the star of the relationship, right? Like she is. And I get, like, she's the big, especially with this, like, she's leading, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But goddamn, that was Sky River Casino.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
All right, it's cool.
Someone's got to be Marty Jannetty.
And then, brother, That is me.
Yeah, like, sorry.
That is me. The only difference is I don't think she's going to throw me through a barbershop window.
Well, I hope not. I hope you don't try to run. I hope you don't run away out of the barbershop window.
Yeah.
And what did he say? I always forget that line.
Morning Jannetty tried to escape. He tried to jump through the barbershop window.
Just leaning halfway through the window.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, other than that, man, it was fun. We went and saw our people over at Elk Grove Kia.
There we go.
Those EV9s again, boy, those are just calling.
They going to see you again? They going to see you again?
We're going this weekend. Yeah, we're going this weekend. I don't know if anything's going to happen, but they're expecting us this weekend.
Okay.
That's a beautiful car, man. So, yeah, we hit Elk Grove. One quick stop in Rancho, and, you know, now we're here.
I thought I might join you guys. Since I heard Elk Grove was in the morning,
mm-hmm.
but I was putting up inflatable Santas this morning.
Okay.
That's just the end of the story.
Oh. Did you play Christmas music while you were doing it? Like, did you get into the festive spirit?
No, I
like,
didn't even talk. Poor Sherlyn Elk Grove. I didn't even talk. Because she's got so much stuff.
Wait, were the Santas at your house or hers?
No, they're at her house.
Ah.
She has so much stuff. See. Like, so much Christmas stuff. It's overwhelming. And much like... when something happens and I'm in the bed, like sleep, my trauma response is to go to sleep. My trauma response in that situation is to just not say anything.
Understood.
Just not say anything and do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So bless her heart.
Do you have a holly jolly spirit?
Mm. No.
You know, your dry delivery can really piss people off.
Wow, who have I pissed off lately?
I'm just saying. The way in which you deliver these questions can be so infuriating, especially if someone's having a bad day. Like, you walk in.
Hey, you know who
clearly
really...
you know I've been singing Christmas carols for the last 3 hours. The bus was 45 minutes late getting back to the station.
Oh, my God.
Missing the rundown or missing the handoff. That was just precautionary.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be back in time for the handoff. And then Jesse comes in. So, how was Christmas caroling? Like, you know how Christmas caroling was. But I'll tell you this before we dive into that.
Why?
Well, there's some interesting things in last night's game, and I think
Maxime the Dream.
I was gonna say I think there might be some Kings fans really happy with the way that the game went last night.
Absolutely.
The best part of the morning by far was we get back on the bus and just kind of sitting and talking and. Our man John Ledesma, who works in the building, is sitting, you know, down the way a little bit from me. He goes, "Hey, D'Lo," and he hands me his phone. He says, "Dusty wants to talk to you."
Oh, let's go, let's go.
Like, okay. I said, "Hey, there's only one Dusty."
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up, Dusty? He was like, "Hey, man, I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you did last night. That was amazing." Like, let me know what you need from me. Like, tell me what more you need from me, and I'll be there for you guys.
That's
I was like,
up,
Dusty, you do more than enough for us. Like,
yeah.
I'm thrilled the event worked. You know, shout out to everybody who came through. Shout out to Abe, who I didn't know this, but was telling everybody during his show, hey, go out to the Nugget in Granite Bay. And there were so many people there. We got an email that they sold 13 cases of Baker Family wine last night. There were people getting 4, 5, 6 bottles at a time mm-hmm. to get them autographed. Shout out to everybody who took us up on the idea of the gift and realized, yo, that this is a tremendous idea. And I sat by Dusty there for a few minutes and heard story. This is for my brother. This is for my husband. Shout out to Robin, who just loves her Sacramento Kings. Yeah. Couldn't stop talking about them. I spent some time talking to Greg Miller. Greg Miller's brother, Scott Miller, he was a national baseball writer who passed away a couple of months ago because of cancer. He was telling me about his brother and the book that he wrote about managers and baseball and analytics and all of that. So all of this happened in a 2-hour time frame in which Dusty stayed extra innings last night to make sure that everybody who was there got their bottle signed and they had to like stop people. Hey, we had to cut the line off
right.
because people kept coming in to see Dusty and to get a call. Like I handed the phone back to Ledesma and I looked at Katie. I was like, that had to be one of the coolest moments that I can remember. Dusty Baker calls to say thank you
right.
for what you and your partner did at our event last night.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that was the moment of the morning for sure.
There we go. You can't have a bad day now.
Nah.
You can't have a bad day when that happens. Shout out Dusty Baker, man. Shout out Nugget Market. Big ups to them.
Yeah.
You know, shout out everybody that pulled up. Like you said,
it was a great event. Really great event.
They had people coming to Dusty's table. Mm-hmm. Like 5-6 bucks.
They did. He signed every one of them. This is a shoot. I watched this young lady because they had the bottles on the walls, of course, like just in the normal spots. But they also, and shout out to them, this was very, very smart. They loaded shopping carts with Baker Family Wine. And I watched this young lady pull 8 bottles out, take them to the register that was right in front of that aisle, checked out, walked back, got in line, and got all 8 of those bottles signed for different people. And shout out to Dusty because he signed every single one of them.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this one to? Who's this one to? Are they a Dodger fan? Are they Giants? Like, tell me, give me a little backstory on this person. He did that for every single person that was in line. And to get that email, which was the first thing I got with how much they sold last night, and to get that call from Dusty, man, spectacular.
That's fantastic.
And then
that's
I walk fantastic. In, and there's Jerry Reynolds. Like, what world what world am I living in
now? Man. Goats all over the place. Hey, did you go down that one aisle at Nugget, the Luca and Austin Reeves aisle?
The Exciting Whites. Yeah, I went down the Exciting Whites aisle. I mean, I live with the Exciting Whites now. Like, it is what it is. Yeah, man.
That's today's show title.
Shout out to our man, Bill. Bill was like, and Bill has only been here a year, but that brother knows me. Bill said, hey, man, before you leave, you need to go over to the bakery.
Oh, did you handled it?
I did. He said, you need to go over to the bakery and you need to get a cookie. I said, Bill, say less. And so I went over there, I got those cookies, and Lord, did not lead us astray. Like he compared them to a cookie that you and I really like.
Yeah.
It's better. He was right. He said it was better, and he was right. It's better.
Let's go.
So if y'all at that Nugget in Granite Bay, head down that Exciting Whites aisle, do what you need to do there, grab you some Baker Family Wine, head over to the bakery, and grab one of those cookies that they got, and they give them to you. They warm.
I like
that. Yeah, warm.
I like that.
That's a good look. That's a good look. And then this is where the evening started to unfold a little bit, because I'm following the game, obviously, on the phone. We're following the game on the phone. And, you know, it's kind of following the score, not the action as much. Get to the car, pull the game up, and now I'm listening to it, you know, on the way home. Get into the garage. Kings, it's the third quarter. Kings are up by 1. Get in, Katie, dog. Baby, I'm going to change clothes real quick. Come right back down. She's like, okay, I'll put the game on for you. I got back down. It couldn't have been more than 5 minutes. And they were down 13.
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes, bro.
I'm looking at the TV and I'm trying to figure out, is the game behind and they came back? And so I'm grabbing the remote and I'm messing with the remote. I'm like, it was a 14-point swing from the time I went upstairs and came back downstairs.
That's tough, man. That's tough. All right. Third quarter got away.
I was like,
quick.
I'm sorry. I have to see what the hell just happened. And then watch that. I think it was 30-8 run.
You know what's frustrating about that run too is there wasn't a lot, if any, three-pointers made. They were just getting to the cup.
That's Houston.
Yeah, they were just getting to the cup, getting to the line, layups, mid-range.
8 offensive rebounds. If that was your first time watching four quarters of the Houston Rockets, that's what they do. We were talking with, I think it was Eddie a couple of weeks ago. The Rockets shoot the three at a high clip. They just don't shoot the three.
Right.
They beat you in the mid-range. Whether it's Sengun, KD, it doesn't matter. They beat you in the mid-range, and they beat you at the basket. And 8 offensive rebounds later, all in that third quarter, the game was over.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Done.
I mean, it was just like, God, there's just nothing to watch with this anymore. It really became, and shout out to Maxime Rumeneau, had that terrific first half. It really became, okay, how can he continue to be good while the rest of the team is very clearly bad?
Right.
And then there's your bright spot, right? Yeah. It's Maxime Rumeneau. That was the bright spot of the game.
He was seeing him make shots was a relief. I don't want to say a relief, but like it's just what that's the one thing that I expected him to be able to do from the rip in the NBA, and in particularly talking about being able to hit the jump shot. And he had a couple threes last night, and I was happy with seeing his performance last night and seeing him put the ball in the basket, because that's something that I thought day one he'd be able to do in this league. He's going to get a little stronger, so he'll be able to be more physical, hopefully, in the years to come. I don't know if the footwork will change or not, but I'm willing to give him time with that because he is a young guy trying to adjust to the league. But the frustration that I had early on was just that the offense looked off, and not being able to hit that jump shot at an accurate clip was always something that has worried me. But to see it last night was good. Was a good sign, and
it feels like
he builds off the last three or four games he's been able to have.
Well, everyone seemed to really enjoy Doug Christie's post game remarks, because it sounds like Max might have a real chance to continue to grow, and that could include the starting lineup. Now, that's I'm assuming for now that's a Drew Eubanks situation. Doesn't have to be. And that you could put, I don't know. There's, I want to focus on Max right now, but there's obviously some other components to this game. Max starting doesn't have to be for Drew Eubanks. Mm. There's a way you can rework this lineup a little bit, and we'll get to that. But it might be a little easier, to connect dots and say Drew Eubanks played less than 10 minutes last night. Clearly, he's thinking about a change at the five. You want to get Maxime Rumeneau some more minutes. But ultimately, at some point, unless the trade market goes really, really well, Domantas Sabonis is going to be back with the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do from that standpoint? Also, how does the game change if Maxime Rumeneau becomes a starter? I think there were a lot of people, just because I spent a lot of time on Twitter on the bus rides around Elk Grove this morning, and saw there were a lot of sarcastic remarks, Kyle Mattson being one of them, about, oh, look, you play a young player consistently and they get better. I think DeMar DeRozan said something along those lines, like, that's how you get better, is being in these competitive moments. The game changes a little bit when you start versus when you come off the bench. And saying, hey, he might have earned himself a starting spot. That's another adjustment that Max is going to have to make. Like, it's a different world now when you're in the starting lineup and you're in most cases going against the other team's one of the, you know, you're going against the other team's five best players. But you've got to throw him into that fire. Mm-hmm. And that was the argument, I guess the argument from a lot of Kings fans last night is this is how these young players get better, is you play them. And you just deal with ultimately what happens. The game didn't get away because Maxime Reynaud was playing last night. The game got away for a variety of different reasons. And some of you might want to be careful when you look to see who was on the floor when that game truly, truly got out of hand. Mm. But, hey, let them stay out there and play. Like, that's what games will look like. And there's probably going to be a lot of people perfectly okay with that. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the, you know, play these young guys camp, that's what games might look like. It's frustrating because they were really competitive in the first half. Yeah. And it's not, you know, it wasn't the young guys' fault that the game kind of went away. But that second part of that third quarter, brutal.
It was all bad.
This is brutal.
All bad.
And Doug was trying. When you look at the substitutions from, like, you know, I think it started at like the 7-ish minute mark. When you start looking at the substitutions at the 5-minute mark, at the 2, he is trying to throw bandage on this gunshot wound that his team is experiencing, and you'll be stunned to find out it didn't work.
Yeah, when you talk about Max specifically, start him, you know, in this situation, see what he's got, you know, see even if you have Drew Eubanks, who has been better than maybe I thought he was going to be coming into the season. I mean, that's not part of your future.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So you don't necessarily, with all those other veterans that are in the rotation and in the starting lineup, you don't need to have Drew Eubanks there as well. Start Maxime Reynaud and see what that looks like for him while Domantas Sabonis is out. I saw something from Chris Biederman yesterday that said Sabonis will be evaluated in a week or two, one to 2 weeks. So, you know, it may not even be that long of a spell with him being, you know, the starting center or anything else like that. So take a look at it for 4, 5, 6 games or something like that. One of the things I've always said, I don't have a problem being late to the party. You know what I mean? I just want to know what I'm seeing. Right. And I want to.
What do you mean? I mean, I know what you mean.
With predictions, with players, all this other stuff. Like if I see something early, I'll say it like, oh, no, I see it. He's got it or something like that. But if I'm not sure with what I'm seeing, I don't need to make a proclamation one way or the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Max, who I was very high on in the summer looking at his game. I'm not sure what we have in Maxime Reynaud, and more time on the court will, you know, help give that answer. But during the game last night, it isn't even before the game, during the game, I was trying to figure out like what past Kings player does not only his game kind of remind me of, but his situation with the fans and everybody, what does it remind me of? Now, you know who I landed on was Scalabissiere. His game, there's a finesse style to his game. Maxine's a little taller than him, maybe 2 or 3 inches taller.
Uh-huh.
But there's a finesse style to his game. Very gifted offensively. Defensively left a little something to be desired. Scal was a better rim protector than Max was. But both, I had frustrations with their size, their rebounding. Scal had some high point total games here and there as well. But eventually, he just didn't show himself to be a consistent NBA guy. I think Max is better than Scal. I think he's more skilled than Scal. But that was the guy that kind of reminded me of. And I want to make sure that he's not Scal. Like, so I want to see him string together.
Meaning not an NBA guy. Not
yeah,
a
fringe NBA guy, something like that. I want to make sure that he's that guy. So I loved his game last night. I love seeing what I saw from him last night.
Yeah.
But I need to see more from Max on a consistent basis. And hopefully he gets that opportunity to prove.
It feels like shot making should translate, whether it's summer league, starting lineup, reserve, California Classic. If you can shoot, you can shoot. Now, the way you're defended prior to that shot might be different. You might have to work harder to get open for that shot. But shot making is shot making. And that was, it feels like the number one thing that stood out when Summer League began. It's like, oh, this young man can, he can shoot. He can score. He can shoot from a variety of different places. He can score from everywhere on the floor. And while scoring from everywhere on the floor is going to be more difficult with an NBA defense, shooting should be universal. Mm-hmm. And last night was the first time where it's like, oh, yeah, he's getting them shots up. Now they're dropping. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I wanted to see. Now, if Doug's thought process last night proves to be true come Saturday when they're in Miami, yeah, I'm with you. Let's see what the next handful of games look like with Maxime Reyneau potentially running bigger minutes than he has at any point in his NBA career. Yeah. And this is what you and I discussed earlier this week when it was, yeah, you can want to see the young guy. It doesn't mean the big hockey substitution. Mm-hmm. It just means, oh, let's see one. I use Neek as the example. Max might have earned the spot. Doug might feel, hey, Max might be a better, you know, given the positions that we're down with, and if I'm contemplating anything else, I can be versatile with Keegan. Let me work Max in now, and that might make more sense than trying to work Neek in. I'm good with it. I'm completely fine with it. Our thing is always, as long as you're good with what happened last night, that could be the state of the, you know, the Sacramento Kings season now as they sit at 5-17.
And I know with Max, for me personally, the things that I want to see him improve on, I don't feel like I'm going to see that this year. And I don't mean that as a knock, but like,
well,
I
need him to, okay.
Yeah. I'm at peace with that. Like, I want to see him get stronger. I want to see him get more physical. That's going to take maybe a summer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So because I'm not going to judge him too harshly on those things, because I think that'll come with time. The things that I think he can do right now, I want to see him be steady with, and that's him on the offensive end of the floor. Like, I want to see him knock down that shot consistently. I want to see him show that touch around the rim on a consistent basis, because I think those are things he can do immediately in the NBA.
Let's come back. We talked a lot of, again, depending on, you know, where you're at, I don't know that this season can be evaluated on wins and losses anymore. Mm-hmm. The King season is lost. Like, it is just lost, and you have to find ways, you have to find things as a Kings fan to grasp onto, so you can find good within what feels like a bad game. And there was bad last night. A lot of it. And we're going to talk about that, too. We ain't going to shy away from nothing because this basketball team is bad.
We got to talk about it now. Others got to talk about it, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Others got to talk about it. Don't get quiet about it now.
Everybody got to speak up. So we're going to do that. Plus, well, the situation in Milwaukee got a little bit stranger last night. We'll talk about that as well. We're thrilled that you're here with us. We're just getting started. There's 3 hours ahead of us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.